were last here announcing a project with Governor Hochul on June 3rd. It is always great to have our governor with us in the city of Buffalo, and Buffalo has no greater champion than Governor Kathy Hochul. This is a great example that progress is marching on in the city of Buffalo. Just recently, the demolition of the last dilapidated Perry structure was completed. 24 of those old eyesore buildings came down. It was the aspiration of the residents and an aspiration of those of us in government for a very long period of time. We were able to accelerate the process of demolition because of Governor Hochul providing $5 million that enabled the Buffalo Municipal Housing Authority and the City of Buffalo to demolish those structures. As you see, the new structures are already going up. Over $250 million of affordable housing going up on this site in the city of Buffalo. So this is a proud day in the city. This is a day of continuing progress in the city. And even while we are in a period of transition, progress is marching on in the city of Buffalo. It is now my pleasure and my honor to introduce our great governor, Governor Kathy Hochul.
Thank you, Mayor. So proud to be back in my hometown and to not see the buildings. I'd rather see the gravel than the buildings that were here for decades, a place that even back in 1938 was described as prison-like. So it's been a long time for the residents in this community to finally see hope and to see light at the end of the tunnel. And when we stood here back in June, Mayor, it was a little less windy day and looking for an excuse to wear my Beals hat any time. It was hard to imagine that this few months later, this short time later, that we'd be seeing buildings rise in the distance and to know that the wood is behind us ready to build the next place for generations to come to find a good home and the dignity of living with a quality neighborhood around them, supported by services and retail and little shops. So I've been governor 3 years. My whole life I've been coming by on the 190, looking at these buildings and riding my bike around here, reflecting on the fact that even as a little girl, my mother brought me here because she did social work. We'd stop, we'd go into the buildings and try to provide services and help the people, literally bringing them food and comfort and companionship. So for me, I just wanted to stop by here and thank the mayor for being an extraordinary mayor at a time when our city was reeling with all kinds of challenges. And he has seen everything from a mass shooting in his own community, in our community, to historic snowstorms, dealing with challenges every single day. But I hope New Yorkers know, and Buffalonians in particular know, that they've had an amazing leader at the helm during this duration. So I have been so proud to work with him on this project to finally say, this is a new day. And I cannot wait to come back here and celebrate what the investments from Housing Community Renewal at our level, $245 million of support, will bear fruit. We'll be back here for the ribbon cutting and welcome people home. And Felicia and other leaders who've been part of this saying, this is a community that matters. This is a statement that this neighborhood has always mattered. And now when it has these gleaming, beautiful new buildings and parks and restaurants and everything that's going to happen as we begin phase two now, this is a big day for Buffalo. Really, really proud to be here. Thank you very much.
As the governor has to leave for other events, I just want to say another word of thank you to Governor Hochul. We have a governor that always listens, and while the needs of a state as large as New York are great, the governor not only listens, but responds to the needs of the people of Buffalo, the needs of the people of Buffalo and Western New York. And I can't say enough thanks to Governor Hochul for that. I have had a very strong partner in government for a lot of years. Councilmember Scanlon has been a council member for 12 years. And as council president, he has been a very strong partner. It is my pleasure to introduce our Buffalo Common Council president, Christopher Scanlon.
Thank you, Mayor. Good morning, everyone. As the mayor mentioned, we are in a period of transition here in the city of Buffalo, but despite that, the progress in the city continues to move forward, and I can't think of a better example than where we are today as an example of that sentiment. So, you know, my father grew up just a couple blocks away from here, and I could tell you that he would be floored by the progress that is taking place here. The number of high-quality, affordable units that will be available to people for this community, and the amenities that go along with it, whether it be the fitness facilities, the green spaces, the broadband service that breaks down the digital divide we're experiencing in a lot of ways. So it's really unbelievable to come and see the progress that's taken place. The governor mentioned for decades you'd come by and you'd see the blight that was on this property, and if people were in from out of town, you know, what is that property? And excuse me, what exactly is that property situated right here? But now when they can come by, again, they'll be floored by the progress that has taken place here. Projects like this just don't happen, though, on their own. It takes collaboration and it takes leadership. So I want to thank the governor for her leadership on the state level, but for everything here in Buffalo she's done to combat the affordable housing crisis that we're facing. I want to thank the mayor for his 19 years of leadership here in the city of Buffalo. I've had the great privilege of not just working alongside the mayor, but sitting on a number of boards of different agencies and authorities, and have had the front row seat to watch the mayor's passion for projects like this, and not just passion that comes at the end when the cake's already baked, but on the front end, fighting for projects like this on the front end. So I want to thank the mayor for his leadership on projects like this as well. And to all the other entities that are involved in making things like this happen, I just want to thank you and let you know just how much a pleasure it is to be here today. Thank you.
Thank you, Council President Scanlon. The Council President talked about the vision, the collaboration, the work that goes into projects like this. I've had two individuals who have had a team of individuals working with them to get us to this point. Brendan Mahaffey is the Executive Director of the Office of Strategic Planning. When it comes to development, when it comes to housing, he is a real visionary, and it has been a real pleasure to be able to work with Brendan on projects like this. Now I want to ask Brendan Mahaffey to come to the podium and say a few words.
Thank you, Mayor. The project that we see behind us, I just want to give a little bit of context in terms of the work that is underway and the leadership in particular of Mayor Brown to get us here to this day. I can tell you that Perry was an incessant direction of we've got to do something with Perry. We have got to figure out how we can redevelop this site that is going to be in a way that is going to benefit our residents, that is going to benefit our economy, that is going to benefit our entire region. And that direction led to a beer in the Statler to recruit a new executive director of the Buffalo Municipal Housing Authority to begin the transition and the focus on the complete redevelopment of the Buffalo Municipal Housing Authority portfolio. A $250 million, $250 million project behind you, complemented with the complete transformation of Marine Drive that is underway, and the complete replacement of Schaefer Village at the exact same time. This was a vision of the mayor across the city of Buffalo to benefit many of our most vulnerable residents in the city. And it took identifying the talent and leadership, not only with Gillian, but replacing a board with talent like Director Yvonne McCray, the Director of Housing for the Buffalo Urban Renewal Agency, David State, who is here with us today, Darren Saxon, who eventually joined that board, all of these individuals that were identified as the talent and the abilities to make this happen, and then, of course, the incredible leadership that we get with the governor and the state, Lenny Skrill, who joins us here today, who has also had this as a passion of his from the beginning, identifying Nadine Marrero to lead Bridges and bring her talent and skill set to this, Alex Carducci, who has joined that team, all can be brought back to the mayor and his relationships and his vision and accomplishing that vision here today. So while the state has been there for certainly the partnership, and Governor Kathy Hochul has been, obviously, when we had a Buffalo governor announced, we saw that light get a little bit brighter in terms of this vision that the mayor had identified. We knew that this now was a possibility behind us to completely transform this area and a statement for the entire region. But I will just end by saying this isn't one project that the mayor led and had a vision on. Today, we're going to be talking about dozens of projects, literally billions of dollars that the governor has directed us on to transform this city over the last 19 years. And I will say it has been my honor to work for Mayor Byron W. Brown to see that vision through in the city of Buffalo and to change the lives of literally thousands of people, to change the trajectory of an entire city, of an entire region, to rebuild the population that we have here. So at this point in time, the mayor is now handing off that vision to a new generation with new ideas and new thoughts, that many of these enormous challenges that face the city of Buffalo have been addressed or are being addressed. And again, it is because of the leadership, the secret sauce of collaboration that the mayor always talks about, that we are here today, the identification of talent that has brought things like this to reality. Not a discussion for 20 years, but a reality. So, Mayor, thank you for your leadership and making this a reality for the residents of the city of Buffalo.
Thank you. You know, at the heart of all of the work we do is a deep concern for the residents of the city of Buffalo. And one of those proud residents, Felicia Bell, is with us today. I want to acknowledge Felicia Bell. I want to thank her for her patience, for her commitment to her community. And it's our residents who are the fuel that drive our passion to get things done. It's my pleasure to introduce Felicia Bell to say a few words.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, I would like to say thank you to the good Lord up above, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. None of us would. And I want to say thank you to Mayor Byron Brown, a man that the African-American Black community is very proud of.
Thank you.
You was our first Black mayor, and I'm telling you, we were proud of you and still are. And I just want to say thank you for the work that you did for the people in the Perrys. You never act like you didn't know us. You always came down here to check on us, and we appreciate that. And now that, you know, I sit back and look at the eyesore that we used to have down here. My sister, she lived down here for 17 years. My niece, she grew up down here. And I have great connections to the Perry Projects because I used to work, when it was all senior citizens down that way, I used to work as one of the aides. And I am just so proud that the people in the Perrys can now have a place to live that they are proud of. It's challenging living in those in these buildings, these old buildings. A lot of you don't know. I'm a tenant, so I live in these buildings. And I know that one day that we're going to be able to say that we're proud to have a decent place to live and to thank Mayor Byron Brown for the things that he has done for us. Also, it's something that I have to say about Mayor Byron Brown. When I first seen him, he would come down in those neighborhoods when they had drive-by shootings and stuff. And he would sit in his car and he would say, don't get comfortable. He will let them know that I'm coming for you. And that made us proud to have him as our mayor. And Mayor Byron Brown, I just want to say thank you. We're going to miss you. And I wish you nothing but God's blessings to you and your family. And I just want to say again, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank
you. Brendan Mahaffey talked about our secret sauce being collaboration and how we recruited the executive director of the Buffalo Municipal Housing Authority over a beer. But reporters, please don't report that part of the story. Gillian Brown took on a lot of challenges, took a lot of hard work, took a strong team of people working with him to make the improvements that we've been able to make to many of the Housing Authority properties, with many, many more improvements funded and on the way. But today is about the Perry development and the investment here at the Perry development. It took a lot of vision, it took a lot of planning, and someone who was at the heart of that planning is the executive director of BMHA, Gillian Brown.
Well, when you're the last speaker, there's literally nothing left to say. So I'm just going to be very brief. When we were last here together in June, all of these buildings were still up. Now all but one has been demolished. We are looking at the multi-story buildings on South Park going up right now. The townhouses are being framed behind us. The wood for it is right in front of us. We never imagined it would proceed as smoothly or as quickly as it has so far. We anticipate having these new units, these 405 new units will be occupied during 2025. Phase one will be complete in 2026, and we'll be leasing them up. And we could not really have done any of the work on this project, which we know is going to be transformational, not just for this housing authority or this community, but for the entire city of Buffalo, without the members of my board. Today we have Yvonne McCray and Darren Saxon, Dave State are here, members of my board who are dedicated to supporting us, to supporting me and my team. It would not have been possible without our terrific developer partners at Penrose. It would not have been possible without our partners at HUD or at New York State or at the city level. Governor Hochul and Mayor Brown have been tireless advocates of this project, tirelessly pushing and pushing to make sure it happens faster, it happens smoother. We couldn't have done any of this without these people helping us and pushing us along and collaborating with us and helping us form our team. On a personal note, like everyone else, I want to say good luck and congratulations to Mayor Brown, who has, as I said, been a great partner to BMHA and to our residents, and a great advocate for affordable housing development in the city. You will be missed, Mayor, and I appreciate all you've done for me, for our residents, and for the city. So thank you.
As we conclude and get ready to open up for on-topic media questions, I want to recognize Lenny Skrill, who is the Deputy Commissioner for Housing for the state of New York. Lenny, why don't you just come up and join us? I've acknowledged our City Office of Strategic Planning, acknowledged the Buffalo Common Council, acknowledged the Buffalo Municipal Housing Authority staff. I also want to acknowledge Governor Hochul and her staff again. Lenny Skrill is literally embedded with us on a lot of these housing projects that we do. He has been a voice for Buffalo to the state on affordable housing development. We have done an incredible amount of housing working with Lenny Skrill. And Lenny, just want to thank you and let you know how much we appreciate all your work on behalf of the city of Buffalo. With that, I will open up to on-topic questions.
There is just one three-story walk-up left, and that hasn't been demolished yet because it is the area where a lot of the electrical work runs through. So we'll have to do an electrical shutoff for a few hours and then demolish that building. It's on the other side of Louisiana Street. It's separate from this site, and no one has been living there for many years.
It makes me feel really good to see this transformation of the Perry development and the Perry neighborhood. As Ms. Bell said, I have been here many times. I have walked through these buildings. I've been in people's apartments. I've been here when things have broken down and not worked right. And we wanted to see better for people and the residents that lived here, our neighbors that lived here, wanted better for themselves, and it feels great to be able to deliver it for them. Well, to a large extent, it's the people themselves. The people are proud of this area, proud of this neighborhood. They're looking forward to these new homes and this new development. They want to take care of it. And government's job is to make sure that the resources continue to be here to properly maintain this housing that is public housing, but it's still, at the end of the day, it's people's housing.
Post-occupancy, BMHA will be managing it in partnership with Penrose, our developer partners.
What it says is that progress is marching on in the city of Buffalo. Progress is happening all the time in the city of Buffalo, and that the city of Buffalo is getting better, it's getting stronger, and that will continue. The new what? Yeah, we haven't heard enough of it yet. We're looking to hear it a lot more.